Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are in class with Ruth, Lessons on Lasting Relationships. In this session, we'll be looking at Ruth chapter 1, verses 5 to 22. Beware of a wrong spirit. Last time we looked at Orpah, one who walked away from relationship. Today, we'll look at Naomi, a woman whose life was full of bitterness. Tony Evans tells the following story in his book, Guiding Your Family in a Misguided World. As two monks walked along a river's edge, they saw an old woman sitting by the bank, upset because there was no bridge. So one of the monks offered to carry her across, to which he agreed. So the two monks joined hands and carried her to the other side. She thanked them and went on her way. After the monks had walked a mile or two, the second monk began to complain about the pain in his back and the dirt on his clothes. A few minutes later, the second monk griped again. My back is hurting badly. I cannot go on. And he asked his fellow traveler, Isn't your back hurting? Of course not, replied the first monk. You're still carrying the woman. But I set her down several miles ago. This is where we find Naomi. While Orpah did the wrong thing for all the wrong reasons, Naomi did the right thing, but with the wrong spirit. Naomi's decision to return to her family had nothing to do with love, commitment, or faith. It was the practical thing to do. She returned out of necessity. While it's better than just walking away, necessity is a motive that replaces joy with discontentment. Problems and pain tend to get magnified. Let's take a closer look at Naomi's story and let's learn. First, notice the burden she carried. Look at verse 5. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died, so the woman survived her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread. Therefore, she went out from the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. The pain, heartache, and disappointment that Naomi felt were real. The burden she carried was heavy. She certainly felt overwhelmed when her life in Moab began to completely unravel. In 10 years' time, she lost her husband and her children. So the woman survived her two sons and her husband. She lost her security and her possessions. Verse 21, I went out full and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Her social status and her reputation. Verse 19, it happened when they had come to Bethlehem that all the city was excited because of them. And the women said, Is this Naomi? And then she lost also her closeness to God. Verse 13, the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. How would you respond? How would you respond to her circumstances? Just 6 verses into the book of Ruth, and we see Naomi bearing such a heavy burden. So when she heard that things were better in Bethlehem, she returned because she had nowhere else to turn. When we do what is right, even with the wrong motive, it puts us in position for restoration with God and with others. Naomi's burden drove her back where she belonged, where she could begin rebuilding her life. Second, notice the bitterness she harbored. Emotional pain untreated will poison even the strongest Christian. There may be a smile at church, or the image of happiness, but inside, there's bitterness that eventually impacts every relationship. Many will deny that they're bitter, but not Naomi. Verse 20, this is the first part of it. But she said, "Do not call me Naomi, call me Mara." Naomi means pleasant one. Mara means bitter one. Let me give you two observations about bitterness from Naomi's experience. First, bitter people blame others for their problems. At the risk of sounding insensitive, who created her problems? When Elimelech moved to Moab, they moved outside of God's will for their lives. Naomi shared the blame for that act of disobedience. But she blamed God. Verse 13. The hand of the Lord has gone out against me. Verse 20. The Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. Verse 21. The Almighty has afflicted me. God gets blamed because we don't know whom to blame. We don't expect consequences for our failures. Or we expect an immediate fix of what we've damaged over time. Bitter people vent hostility on each other. The bitter person is easy to spot. They are critical, insensitive, and negative. They seldom care about those they hurt. Sometimes they intend to hurt others, and sometimes they don't. But the result is still the same. Notice the way Naomi's bitterness showed itself. She offered poor advice. Verse 8. Her advice was based on her experience, and she was so far from God that she suggested they return to false gods. Go, return each to her mother's house. She was insensitive. Verses 12 through 15. She viewed her situation more desperate than theirs. Maybe it was, but that didn't make it right to diminish theirs. Turn back, my daughters. Go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband tonight and should also bear sons, would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you restrain yourselves from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. Then they lifted up their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, "Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people, to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." And she devalued the relationship. Verse 16. When Naomi said she was empty, she must have forgotten about Ruth. That's the danger of a bitter spirit. Ruth wanted to stay with her. "Wherever you go, I will go." Verse 16. "And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." And then third, notice the barrenness that she experienced. Verse 21. "I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me?" After all her pain, what was Naomi's need? A renewed relationship with God. She needed to return home to Him. But it takes time to regain the joy of former days. That word return, it's a key word in the first chapter of Ruth. It's referenced in verses 1, verse 6, verse 7, verse 8, verse 10, verse 11, verse 12, verse 15, and verse 22. This return just over and over and over again. The word pictures repentance. Relationships can be restored if there is a willingness to respond properly to the problems that produce the bitterness. Charlotte Elliott of Brighton, England, was a bitter woman. Her health was broken and her disability hardened her. If God loved me, she complained, he would not have treated me this way. Hoping to help her, a Swiss minister named Dr. Cesar Malan visited the Elliots in May of 1822. During dinner, Charlotte lost her temper and railed against God and family in a violent outburst. Her embarrassed family left the room, and Dr. Malan, left alone with her, stared at her across the table. "You are tired of yourself, aren't you?" he said. "You are holding to your hate and anger because you have nothing else in the world to cling to. Consequently, you have become sour, bitter, and resentful. What is your cure?" asked Charlotte. "The faith you're trying to despise." As they talked, Charlotte softened. She said, "If I wanted to become a Christian and to share the peace and joy you possess, what would I do?" "You would give yourself to God, just as you are now with your fightings and fears, hates and loves, pride and shame," he answered. "I would come to God just as I am. Is that right?" Charlotte did come just as she was. Her heart was changed from that day. And as time passed, she found and claimed John 6:37 as a special verse for her. "He who comes to me, I will by no means cast out." Several years later, her brother, Reverend Henry Elliott, wrote a poem, and it was printed and sold across England. That poem has since become the most famous invitational hymn in history. "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come." You have a great day.